Tom Fortino is the principal at Alpha Wealth Group. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing very well today. How you doing, John?
Good. And for the first time ever, hey, Kevin, are you there?
I'm here, John. Sorry, I was busy buying some stock. I was buying some stock of the Green Bay Packers.
So let's start there before we actually go to the numbers on this, Kevin. It's a publicly owned team. There's publicly traded shares in the stock. They take a lot of pride in that. It's, why do people buy shares of the Green Bay Packers?
So for the sixth time in the franchise history, the Packers are selling stock, but it's not really stock. You can't really make money off of it, but this is what they do every so often. It's the first time they're doing it in 10 years. They're selling off a chunk of stock, and if they sell all of them, it's $300 per stock. I think the goal is to raise about $90 million. These are essentially, John, donations to the Green Bay Packers from their faithful fan base. That's really all it is. They did it about 10 years ago and raised a bunch of money that helped pay for expansion of Lambeau Field and some other upgrades here and there. But if you do buy the stock, it's really just a sheet of paper, and I mean, I kind of get it. If you're a fan, you can frame it and put it in your sports bar, your man cave, your office, whatever. I guess it's something, but this is something the Packers have done since like the mid-20s when they first started doing it to avoid bankruptcy back then. And it does, at least back then, the idea was to, you know, allow this organization in the smallest market in the NFL by far, Green Bay, Wisconsin, to have an NFL team. And it helps them basically raise money. That's all they're really doing. It's basically a fundraiser for the organization.
Well, there is something charming about it. I mean, could another, the valuation of the team notwithstanding, but could any other team pull something like this off? Could the Bears say, hey, if you want a certificate, $300, sign up here?
Well, I was thinking about that because the idea of this was, what I read, it was they essentially, you know, quote, deep pocket owners. They don't exactly have that with the Packers. They don't have your straightforward ownership. They don't have like a McCaskey family or like a Jerry Jones with the Cowboys. It's a 7-board executive committee with a president, Mark Murphy, who represents the team. They basically were grandfathered in, by my understanding. You know, this was something the league allowed them to do to raise money and stay in Green Bay. But no other team that I'm aware of is capable of doing something like this. But, you know, if you were the Bears and you were able to do it, right, don't you? We kind of tossed this idea around in the afternoon yesterday. Like, I think the Bears would be able to sell quite a few of these, don't you, John, with the fan base? For as much as Bears fans love the team, as frustrating as they can be, I think if the Bears were to say, hey, you know what, we're going to sell some stock too. It's not really stock. You're basically just giving us money. But it's to fund whatever the project may be or upgrades. I think they would probably be able to sell a good amount of shares.
My gut reaction is no, they wouldn't. But if they said, but it'll help us get a better quarterback. You know, I mean, it reminds me a little bit of the justification for putting lights at Wrigley Field. Hey, we know you don't want us to mess with Wrigley Field, but if we get more money, we'll get you a better team. I don't think there's a lot of fan support for anything the Bears organization is doing right now.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You could certainly make a case. I just think there are so many.
I know. Dyed-in-the-wool Bears fans. I get. Okay, so now hold on. Here's Tom Fortino. We did connect with you, Tom. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What's the valuation of the Green Bay Packers, Tom? Do you know?
Well, I can just expound a little bit on what Kevin said. The value is, you mean the valuation of the stock?
No, the value of the team. How much is that team worth?
Well, you know, it always comes down, anytime you sell anything, it's like, well, whatever it sells for. And a lot of times when these franchises sell, they go for pretty big money. I think the last time I looked, it was $2.6 billion. Maybe Kevin can comment on it as well. But I think it was around $2.6 billion that the Packers were worth. But they can't be sold, technically. I don't think there's a way they can be sold. So
okay, but
that's
what
another,
about this?
I guess, benefit.
Is this, which is, okay. But see, Kevin, that's the thing. I'm going to give them three. You know how hard it is for people to make $300? First, you got to make $360. Then they tax it, and then you have $300. So you're going to give $360 of your labor to a team that already is, if they had to sell, worth over $2 billion. They've got a good quarterback. They've always had a good quarterback. I don't understand this.
Yeah, and don't forget about the handling fee, John. So you pay about $330 for one of these sheets of paper that, again, carry almost no value. But it's part of, in a way, The tradition of the Green Bay Packers, again, this goes back to like 1923. I think it was the first of the six shares they've sold off the last 10 years ago. But I, you know, and it's, I know Packers fans who did this 10 years ago and we kind of laughed at them and, you know, but it's, to them, it's like, it's a piece of memorabilia, right? Like you, people spend $150 on a jersey. I guess you can resell that on eBay at some point, but, I don't know. It's just, that's, I think it's, I think it's also shows you like where we are at with sports and the importance of sports for some people in their lives, right? They're willing to spend $300 on a sheet of paper. I don't think the Packers are the only one that would be able to do this. I mean, if you were the New England Patriots who have had so much success, yeah, I think yeah. you would still get a chunk of fans that would buy a sheet of paper that said they somehow have a little bit of, I don't even like to say ownership because it's not, but that's kind of what they sell it off as.
You know what it feels like to me, Tom, is an NFT. It's a, it's kind of an old school NFT, right? It's you know, you're buying something that you really
right.
can't do anything with, but it gives you some personal pride. But what if the team does well, Tom? Then does the value of that stock go up? So if they win the Super Bowl, maybe my $300 investment is worth $400. Does it happen like that?
You know, you can look directly in the common stock offering proposal that's provided on their website, and it's pretty clear. You know, no dividends, no profit, no valuation, and you know, you start scratching your head once you start to learn about this. But no, you there is no value. Now you can transfer it to loved one. You know, if you have immediate family. So I just want to let people know it could be part of an inheritance. So there are benefits, I guess. Unlike an NFT, though, it is a, as Kevin's talking about the stock certificate, it's a physical thing. I mean, NFTs are not. So you can hang it up. I think maybe this was mentioned, too, besides being able to transfer it to immediate family members so it can go on through the generations,
mm-hmm.
You have access to special merchandise so you can spend more with the Green Bay Packers. And
hooray. Well, but I mean,
yeah,
all right,
yes, it's a privilege.
But inflation is obviously then going to eat it away since it's not going to appreciate. Next year it'll be worth 3% less, but or 5% less. But is it redeemable, though? Can I at least cash it in and get my $300 back?
No, you cannot sell it. It's non-transferable. Again, the only way, and again, this is all spelled out in their memorandum, their stock offering. The only way to transfer it is to immediate family. That's it.
Kevin thinks that maybe you could pull this off with any team that Tom Brady is the quarterback of. Are there other instances of stock like this, Tom? Is this an outlier?
No. It is the only major league team in any sport, I think, that is established like this. So it's pretty unique. It's yeah. pretty unique.
And I did see, too, that for what it's worth, not that it matters all that much, but the money is meant for stadium upgrades, things like that. You know, again, they expanded Lambeau Field about 8-9 years ago after they raised, I think it was $140 million the last time they did this. I think the goal now is $90 million. But it can't be the money can't be applied to, like, player contracts. If I read that correctly, again, for whatever that's worth, but this is all basically a fundraiser. If the Packers needs, yeah. you know, some cash and they want to add a new wing to Lambeau Field for when you visit next time and, upgrades to the stadium, things like that. But it doesn't, from my understanding, it doesn't go to any like mm-hmm. player cost or, football operations or things like that.
Of course they could.
That's correct.
But Tom, they could borrow against their wealth. I mean, I know this. If that's what it was originally, that's not what it is now. I mean, it's a little galling that people who have the kind of money they do to play their quarterback what they want to pay him are now asking uh-huh. average schmoes in Wisconsin to help them with a field expansion. I mean, I would rather pitch it as kind of a trophy for the team. You know, it's a Packer flag rather than in helping them build another wing at Lambeau.
Yeah, I would. You know, what's interesting, too, is, though, as far as that goes, I mean, they are a benevolent group. They are not-for-profit. They do help the community quite a bit. So that's something you can
okay.
guess, hang your hat on.
Yeah, that's true.
Then their financial statements. Well, the other thing that's interesting is their financial statements are available. They issue them, unlike other – you can see them. So, for example, if you look at their financial statements, their income statements, their balance sheets, you know, last year their income was $509 million. So they're just about a half a billion dollars. You can see what assets they currently have.
Wow.
Their player costs are listed as an expense, which was about $226 million last year. So you can pull up their numbers, which is interesting, too. That's available online. So that's they make all those numbers available to anyone who is going to, quote-unquote, invest in organization.
Last comment from you, Kevin. I got 20 seconds.
No disrespect to the fine people of Green Bay, Wisconsin, but what would they be without the Packers, right? So I guess if you want to think of it that way, I guess you are contributing to basically that town in many different ways.
I think those are both really interesting points. Okay, guys, I'm glad we're able to connect. Tom Fortino, principal at Alpha Wealth Group, and Kevin, we'll listen for you with Steve Bertrand on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks, John. It was fun.
Thanks, guys.